What are your guys' goals to accomplish this week?
To get a hell of a lot better than what we were the week before at everything we do. Really focused on the fundamentals and technique, because those are the things that kill us. You know, we made improvements before the Utah game and kind of reverted back to what we were doing before. So we got to learn to be consistent in doing those things over and over and over again. And you do that just by getting back to the fundamentals and technique and coaching those things daily and often, and everything that we do individually and team. No matter what it is, we gotta constantly coach those things.
Is it just fundamentals this week, or will you start to prepare them for Arizona as well?
We're preparing for Arizona as well while doing those things. You know, it's just we got to make sure we're emphasizing those things often. And but we're preparing for Arizona as well, but also preparing for ourselves to get better at what we're supposed to do. You know, Arizona's offense is potent with Tate at quarterback, and it's going to take every practice that we can get to help try to manage that guy. And I wish we had two bye weeks, you know, but he's a pretty good player, and we're going to need that time to prepare for him.
Jim said that he likes to look at a lot of different tape, different games. How much do you like to mix in of teams that maybe a USC that was able to limit Arizona's offense, and then where Arizona was successful against, say, Washington State?
I think you got to look at all of them. I think first, from a defensive standpoint, looking at teams that kind of do some of the things that we do similar, and see how they try to attack them, because chances are they're going to attack you the same way. And then, but you look at them all. You look at the most recent game and seeing what teams are doing to try to stop them. You know, but ultimately you got to be sound at what you're doing. It's going to be you got to be really disciplined when playing a team like Arizona, and guys going to have keys and reads, and they got to be disciplined and sticking with that no matter what. You know, they'll do a lot of eye candy, which will take you off some of your reads if you allow it to. So hopefully this bye week can help us get ahead on that and be patient and the most important thing, discipline, and do a damn good job tackling.
Week 10 games, what's it been like working with Jim Leavitt? Is it kind of what you had hoped for?
It's been good working with all of our guys, not just Jim. I mean, Jim's no different than the rest of those guys over there. They all working hard and doing well. I've been enjoying our entire staff, you know, and through the ups and downs. And it's been great for me, because I hadn't worked with a lot of those guys. But getting to know them and them getting to know me, it's been fun.
Have you seen the kind of turnaround on defense from what you inherited that you had wanted?
We made some improvements. We made a lot of improvements from where we were, and by no means we're where we need to be. You know, there's a lot of improvement we can continue to make, and we have to make if we're going to be the football team that we intend to be. But by no means we're where we need to be as a football team, offensively, defensively, or special teams. And there's a lot of work to do, but we also understand where we're at. We have a young football team, and you're going to take your lumps now, but as those guys get older, those lumps won't come as often, and you'll continue to get better.
Is the goal right now to make a bowl game, and how important would those extra practices be for a young team?
The goal is to win. We got two ball games. It's to win, and knowing that one win will get you to a bowl, but that's not what we want to be satisfied with. We have two guaranteed games left, and we want to win them both, especially here at home, you know, and it's always great to get extra practices, you know, with bowl games, you know. But I think once you get in the bowl game, you're not just looking at the extra practices. You want to win that game as well, you know. So at the end of the day, it's about winning, you know, and we want to win. We got two regular season games left here at Oxon, and we want to win them. We want to win them both, and you can't win them both without winning the one against Arizona. So it's very important that we have a great week of practice, and we as coaches do our best to prepare our guys and make sure they're prepared for this game, to go out, especially for these seniors to leave here in a good manner.
Justin looked pretty good throwing the ball. Freeland said he was going to probably play on Saturday after the game. Defensive players today said that he looked really good. Do you think he's back for Arizona?
I hope so. He's drinking that milk. He's getting better. X-rays look good. His bones are healing like we thought. Actually, at a faster pace. I think so. The milk is helping. I guess a 6 to 8 weeks injury, and I think this week here is week six, you know, have next week, week seven. So he's kind of right in that window. Drink a little more milk, he might jump ahead.
Do you keep prepare practice at all for him to be the starter, or do you still keep Braxton as the number one?
We prepare them both to be ready to go, you know. Justin's always preparing, you know. He's a smart, sharp kid, and he's doing a good job in practice. You saw that the other day. We're going to prepare them both. You just never know. They both got to be ready, as we can tell going through the season. So hopefully he's ready to roll.
Blake was in holding on that field goal to open the game. Yeah. Taylor had done that for so long. Is that Blake winning that job, or is Taylor unavailable physically?
Taylor's available. That just as we go through practice and the kicker and the holders, you know, those guys are very particular about things. And throughout practice, he felt better with Blake being in there and where he's placing the ball and doing it. So we went with that route.
Is he still feeling good about Troy playing? You said he was going to be fine with that Achilles. Do you still feel like he'll be okay?
Yeah, he'll be fine. Did you see him just walk past here with that boot on? He had a little bop in the step. He'll be fine. Yeah.
Ugo's been making that shift from corner to safety. What have you seen out of him in that position?
He's getting better. I mean, it's new for him. He's learning. But he's a smart kid and very athletic. He's doing well. A guy that I'm really impressed with is Brady Breeze, you know, coming in there and making plays. And the interception he had was big time. We hadn't seen that all year. I mean, the first time all year where someone threw a deep ball and our deep safety got over there and intercepted the ball. I was really impressed with that, you know. So I want all our guys to continue to get better, and we're going to need for them to be better these next 2 weeks.
What are you going to say out of Henry in that defensive captain role this year?
Henry has been a war daddy. You know, that guy has been working his butt off all year long, doing everything we asked him to do, not taking the play off. He's one of those guys. He's what a senior's supposed to be and supposed to be like, and a captain. You know, he's just giving every little ounce that he have, and you could tell he's a guy that loves this place and understand that his time is coming to an end, and he's going to take advantage of every moment that he's out there, every practice that he's out there, and it's paying off for him. You know, I thought he's had a heck of a season, and he's been a big plus and contributed big time to our improvement on defense this year.
Can you define war daddy?
Say it again.
Can you define war daddy?
A badass.
Makes sense.